Hey, what it do, peeps? It's Saturnino here again on Monday. Woo, we're making it. Oh man, that weekend was too quick. It seems like Monday always just pounces on you. And I'm at this point in my life where I'm trying to make where Monday comes up, I'm more optimistic about it. It's very hard, ladies and gentlemen, because you get done with your 48 hours that you have to yourself, and then you're thrusted back into a work week of working 40 hours, leaving when it's dark from your house and essentially going home when the lights are about to turn out. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'll try to be optimistic about Mondays from now on. Seriously, I will. So, I don't know if any of y'all heard about this movie on Netflix. That's the real reason I wanted to talk to y'all. It's called Veronica. Yeah. It is a horror film. It's a film from España, from Spain. It's based on actual events, and apparently everybody's super scared of this movie. Like it's a good horror film because when my wife and I first heard about it, she was like, "Yeah, we should watch that someday." Okay? Emphasis on the day. Last night, she's like, "Oh, we should watch this movie." And I was like, "Babe, it's dark outside. Why do you want to watch a movie right now? It's late. I need to go to bed." But she wasn't buying it. So we wound up watching it. And then she kicked it up a notch and was like, "We should turn off the lights." And I'm like, "Well, we should keep at least one light on for the dog so she don't bump into stuff." All of a sudden, I become an animal activist for the seeing impaired dog. So yeah. So we start this movie and it's a scary film. I'm gonna have to spoil some stuff for y'all because it's scary. All right, I got scared. I didn't really get too scared during the movie, but it's just afterwards. Because anytime you involve children in a Ouija board, especially little kids, I'm like, really? That's just, no, that's not right. Don't involve the little children. Because it's based on actual events about this Spanish girl who gets basically possessed by a demon. All right, because her and her friends, for some reason during the eclipse, they wanna, instead of going outside and looking at the eclipse through their photo negatives, which I didn't know you could do. They didn't teach us in class. I thought you needed special glasses. But no, you can apparently use photo negatives to look at an eclipse. Well, anyways, they go to a different part of the school, which, by the way, why does this school have essentially a dungeon? Like, that's what it is. They go downstairs and it's where they throw all their used anatomy equipment. Like, there is one of those 3D molded bodies of all the organs and stuff like that. That's just, like, really, that's creepy. Put that somewhere in a well-lit area so I don't go, traversing around this school and get startled. Because, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I'm a dainty flower and I'm easily startled. All right. And here I am watching this scary ass movie nighttime with hardly any sufficient lighting. All right. So, but I try to man up, I try to watch it. But yeah, they decide it'd be a good idea during this eclipse to talk to spirits. And essentially, the main character, she wants to talk to her dead dad. They don't go into detail how he died, whatnot, but that's who she wants to talk to. But yeah, guess what happens, people? She doesn't wind up talking to her dad. Yeah. Can you guess what happens? Somebody else winds up talking to her. Yeah, and it's a crazy scene. It's one of those scenes where she gets possessed and she does something very strange and off-putting, and I don't know how a human being's mouth can open that wide, but yeah. So that's just the beginning of the scariness right there. And there's even a blind nun. I don't know what it was about a blind nun that's kind of weird and freaky. I'm just like, ah. And she still sees the spirits, and she lets you know, "I could always see them. That's why I did this to my eyes." She did it to herself, and I'm just like, ah. Yeah, but there's some really good jump scares. Little side note, never put a 5-year-old in charge of drawing protection symbols around your house because they might flip to the one page where they summon spirits also. So yeah, keep 5-year-olds away from that kind of power, basically. Yeah, that's the real moral of the story. Like, let's children. You think it's cool and whatnot to be talking to the demons, but no, it's not. I mean, this is your cool 90s rap PSA. That was my sad attempt at beatboxing. Y'all remember those sad 90 PSAs where they try to be all super cool, like, "Hey, young blood, what is up? Aw, nah, put that Ouija board down, son. You might think it's all that and a bag of chips, but it's not," you know. So, but it's a scary movie. There's the demon in it, looks like He's like, it's like all black and it looks like a burnt sort of thing, but when you first see it, it looks like one of those guys who buy those full body suits that you see at football games. And to me, that alone is like scary. I don't like, if somebody was in my house just wearing that, I'm like, what the hell? Like, who decided to invent that? Like, they were at a football game and they're like, you know what? What would get this football game more turned up is if I was in a full, just one colored body suit. No. The thinking of some people, I don't understand. But hey, that's, I mean, I'm sure they made their millions off of that. So congratulations to you for doing it up big. But this movie was really good. And, like I said, there's jump scares and this and that. And I really did feel the effects of it this morning when I was the only one waking up like early ass in the morning. House is all super dark because, yeah, the moon's only out for like a little tiny sliver of it. And it's just like, oh no, I'm just scared. But yeah, I'm walking through my house and I'm kind of noticing, man, has this house always been that creaky? Has it always made those kind of noises? And like our house has bad electrical lighting. It always, it has. And we got this one light that kind of flickers when you turned on, but I felt like today it just flickered a little bit too much for my liking. Like that, I was like, no, that's not normal. That it never did that. So, but yeah, if you have children and if you happen to see them, just like my son, if he just out of nowhere started asking one of his like little wrestler toys questions, like, how is your day? Da da da. And like almost holding a full conversation. No, that, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Give me that Triple H. He's going in the trash. Bah, we're done. I'm gonna rub an egg all over my son, light a candle, and then be done with it. All right. See, that was the first thing. Like, and the mom in this movie, she's hardly there because, of course, the dad passed away. So she's having to work all crazy hours. She's working till like 3 in the morning. So she's asleep most of, if she's not sleeping, she's working. It's one of those type of situations. But her daughter comes to her all freaked out, like, we should just leave. Da 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 da. Like, listen to your children also. Yeah, because if my, like, you don't even need to tell me twice. Like, I think there's something in my room. Like, well, but we not staying in that room. We're gonna close it off. Let's just put some boards up for right now. Let's stay up all night and just see what happens. And if we hear one little noise, we go into the Motel 6. That's simple. And then we can burn the house down later. Okay? We burn it down during the day, just in case. Just to be on the safe side. All right? But yeah, that was my little ramble about the movie Veronica, all the way from España. So if you have seen it, let me know what you think. Were you kind of freaked out by some parts, like when all the mattress hands came out? That's what I like to call it, mattress hands. Yeah, just let me know. Hit me up. Twitter at Vato315. Also on Instagram, same thing. If you're using the Anchor app, hit me up on there. Talk to me. Let me know what you like, what you didn't like. And I hope everybody has a wonderful, blessed day. Adios.